Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started.
Yes, Jack Butella here for Land Academy. Welcome to our Cash Flow from Land Show. We show you how to buy property for half of what it's worth and resell it the next day. Great information and instruction from Jack, that's me.
And inspiration from Jill, that's me.
Here's some funny stuff that happened to us recently. You know, we're recording at the beach this week for this five-part series, but... Joe, what, I mean, can you think of something that happened that's kind of funny recently to start our show off on the right foot?
I'm thinking. Oh, you know what? I got one. Here's what's happening to us right now today. We have to close up where we are. We have our little remote studio that we set up, and we have to close it all up because the volleyball players on the beach are a little too loud. Kind of
right
funny.
Smack on the beach.
I know, and it's such a good thing when I'm working. It's a little inspirational for me listening to them out there. But when we try to record, nobody wants to hear the ball, you know, and the ball going and everything. It's so funny.
It's hilarious.
So yeah, I need to put some photos of that somewhere because it's pretty darn funny.
Okay, so in this episode, Jill and I talk about how to sell property online. This is episode 3 of 5 of a 5-part series called Post Property Everywhere. Jill, great show. Before we start, let's take a question posted by one of our members on successplant.com, our free online community.
Okay. Thomas from Saginaw, Michigan wrote, I'm looking to qualify a few counties in the state I live in, but I'm not sure what is the best method. I'm staying away from major population areas, which is good. But what are a few other things you do to narrow down what areas to look at? I'm sure he's like thinking about a mailer and sending out some stuff. So trying to figure out what makes sense.
Yeah, exactly. So I'll take a crack at this if it's all right, Jill.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Success Plan, the great thing about Success Plan is it's packed with what I call, you know, this is a very new 101 type question. And then there's people of all levels of skill in there that are answering questions like this. And I'm pretty confident this one got answered, but right in the Success Plan, but I'll answer it here anyway. Before that, I'll say this. If you have a question or you want to be on the show, get your game on and call 800-725-8816. So like I talk about in our education programs, the first step to sending a mailer out is to choose where you want to do it. And it's a basic 3-step process. Number one, get a census map. If you're sending mail out to rural areas to buy extremely inexpensive land, you want to step one, get a map or a census map with population density, and they make it incredibly clear by using color codes where there's 5, 10, 15, 25 people per mile. You know, you want to try to find not the darkest green, but it's green this year anyway, but find a place where there's 5 or 10 people per square mile. Then you want to go around the internet and check to see if there's a lot of back tax properties in that county. Not because you're going to mail back tax property. That's a very popular thing on the internet, and I don't think it's the right way to do it. Not because you're going to mail these properties with back taxes on it. You just want to check to see if that county has a bunch of properties there that have back taxes. So there are certain counties that only have, you know, 1, 2, 3, or 10 properties total in the whole county that have back taxes. In the beginning, you want to stay away from those. You want to find properties that have thousands of back tax properties. Trust me, you're going to when you send a mailer out in those counties, you're going to do great. And then 3, before you send the mailer out, check to see the sales comps or the existing listed comparison values all around the internet for the property that you want to, that you're, you know, targeting to purchase. Check landwatch.com, landandfarm.com, ebay.com, and check Craigslist, the local area Craigslist, just to see what they're selling for. Because when you go to price this mailer, you're going to send out a bunch of offers out. You want to make sure you're well below what you think you can sell it for. If you're doing it for houses, it's a little bit different, but I think that I know this person based on where they asked this question. They're doing it for land. For houses, we'll talk about in future episodes. It's actually easier. So here's the topic. How to Sell Property Online, 3 of 5. This is a sales 5-episode at request from our members. 5-episode podcast about sales, which is Jill's, it's her expertise. Okay, so the meat of the show, sales. Okay, so here's the number one takeaway on posting property everywhere. When you purchase a property or when you're reviewing it to buy it, you want to make sure that you implement the exact same routine with every single property. You want to do the same thing over and over in the beginning, just like it's a machine, because not only are you selling this property, you're building your list. We talked about it in the last episode. You want to be constantly building a list. Excuse me. Julie, you're not the only one with a cough today.
I know.
So the takeaway from this is sell it, post it everywhere like a machine. So you want to take a good look at a listing on the internet for a house that's extremely expensive, and choose an expensive neighborhood anywhere. I tend to go to Bel Air in Los Angeles. For some reason, they have, you know, professional photographers, and you want to mimic it. You want to put a bunch of pictures and maps and make it look great. Then, like a machine, you want to post it everywhere, and I'll give you a list of places to post it. Craigslist used Postlets to post it on Trulia and Zillow. You want to make sure you post it on your website. Oh, wait, Steve, I don't have a website. I think you should go back and listen to episode 1 of this series, because it's extremely important for credibility to create a website. And then most important of all, you want to email this opportunity to your A-list buyers. And you don't want to send an email that says, hey, you're on my A-list. Here's an APN, a sister's parcel number. Knock yourself out. Go see if this thing's worth $3,000 to $8,000. You want to send a beautifully constructed, perfect email with pictures and maps and the whole thing, with a purchase price that's acceptable to you, and a link so they can check out. You open their wallet, put the credit card on the desk, type it in, and check out and purchase the property. We'll talk about that in the next episode. The takeaway from this episode is, in a machine-like manner, post your property everywhere on the internet. Trust me. In the end, there's only 2 reasons any property, if it's a skyscraper or a rural piece of property, doesn't sell. Number 1, it's priced wrong, probably because you bought it for too much. Or number 2, you're not getting it in front of the right people. Right, Jill?
Mm-hmm.
This is the part of the program I call the if-then segment. If you do X, then Y will happen. I can hear the volleyball people.
Yes, you can.
I wonder if they're having more. Are they having more fun than you are right now, Jill?
It's a good chance they are. That's okay. That's where I'm heading in a few minutes. Just kidding.
Poor Jill. Poor Jill has a, I don't know, kind of a head cold, do you think?
It's fine.
A lot of fun to do a radio show with a head cold, I bet.
Yeah, it is.
I promised her I would do most of the talking today. So if you want something, if you do X, then Y will happen. So if you want to sell any property that's priced properly, then get it in front of the right people who have told you loud and clear they like to buy these kinds of assets. If you want to sell any property that's priced properly, get it in front of the right people. And you can tell, how can you tell that they're the right people? Well, I bet the property that you're selling, I bet there's a bunch of people in that area that own 10, 15 properties. Maybe it's the people next door. A very large percentage of people that buy real estate in all property types own property in the immediate area of the one that you're trying to sell. If you have a question or you want to be on the show, call 800-725-8816. Jill, I bet you, in your head coldy, raspy
I'm
voice.
I'm fine. I'm good.
Do you have some inspiration for us today?
I do. So I was thinking about, especially with this show that we did a couple days ago with this pretty inspirational guy that worked with Stephen Covey and all that good stuff. I can't wait for that show to air. But one of the things that sticks out to me is we talked about just a little thing, and that's a smile. I don't think a lot of people realize what a difference it makes having a smile on your face. When you're even talking on the phone, you know, not just walking down the street, you know, that makes a difference right there. But I mean, do you realize what a smile can do? Seriously?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I think it's, I also think in the realm of reality, you need to be happy and sad just so you know what happy really is. So, yes, but I do understand the powers of positivity and smiling. And, you know, what I love to do personally is, you know, as silly as it sounds, those exercises and stuff where you get up and stretch what once exercises? In a while from your desk and just make, you know, make yourself feel good.
Thank you. I'm just talking about a little thing like a smile. Just having a smile on your face. Mm-hmm. You know, and there's, if you need something on your desk to remind you to smile, I've seen people do that. That's okay. You know, I really have seen people with yellow sticky notes telling them to smile. It's kind of funny.
It's extremely funny for me to see a sticky note like that.
I'm going to put a sticky note on your forehead in a minute here. I'm just kidding.
Everybody is wants to go to the beach today. And you know what my first thought is?
What's that?
To find a library. Spend the day in the library. See, smiling. I mean, smiling.
That does
there.
Not make me smile.
I'll smile more in the library than I will. Can't make you laugh.
No, I'm coughing.
No.
No, volleyball players make me smile. The beach makes me smile. Waves make me smile. My friends make me smile. You make me smile.
You make me smile too.
Thank you. So revenue just makes you smile. Having that revenue makes you smile. Yeah. Spreadsheets make you smile. Let's see what else. Let's look at the weird things that make Steven smile. Oh my gosh. A boat. Boats make Steven smile.
Large boats make me really
That's
smile.
That's right. Good ceviche makes you smile.
Who's that guy that wrote a lot of books that eventually he just stopped wearing shoes altogether because he said it's impossible to have a bad time when you have your shoes off?
See, my guy that just Wayne passed Dyer, on? Yeah. I know. I'm like, are you talking about my guy?
After a while, it seemed a little silly, but then when you explain it that way, it's like, man, that completely makes sense.
He only wears his, he passed a few months ago, but he would wear his Birkenstocks and he'd get up on stage and kick them off.
Oh, okay. So he wasn't like walking down the street.
No, I mean, I'm sure when he's home, when he was home in Maui, he wouldn't wear his shoes at all. I'm pretty sure. Mm-hmm. So, yes.
You know, along this topic, Jill, you know, it's funny because I was thinking about while we're doing the show here, I'm wondering how many times, you know, because we have such a large A-list now, we don't really even do maps and post stuff the way that we used to anymore. We have a full-blown wholesale operation, both with houses and with land.
Mm-hmm. I feel a little bit lazy, but it's awesome.
I was just going to say the exact same thing. So, I mean, I'm just saying when you're new, you got to do this stuff. But we've got, I mean, how many properties we probably got in today? I mean, it's not even, 9:30 in the morning. I know there's multiple properties in there to review. We're going to pick the best ones and send them right to the people that we've already established. Mm-hmm. Some of them are years and years old. Some of them are a couple of months old because of this podcast.
You know, I hear our members doing it all the time. It doesn't take long. Once they have a posting out there, and especially after it sells, they're like, great, I just got 10 more calls on that property. And they're like, shucks, I could have held out for more. And I'm like, no, just go get more.
That's exactly what they say. So then they post it, they sell it really quickly, and then 19 people behind it want to try to buy it or show interest. So
happens all the time.
When you send a mailer out in the same area, you know, you don't just buy one property, you buy 20.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
now
like,
you have
great.
An A-list of people from one property that you sell it to. There's a guy named Luke on successplant.com. He was one of our original members, and he is just, I don't think he's 6 months at this.
Right.
And he's just hand over fist. He told me, I had a conference call with him because I can't believe how well he's doing, that he's rounding up a bunch of capital from some people to pour into this thing and pulling money out of other investments that he has to just let it rip here because that's how well he's doing. So check him out at Success Plan. Ask him some questions. We're not affiliated.
We are, but we're not.
We don't make any money. We just like him.
Do you know what? He is another glaring example of what we're all about, and that's helping and inspiring people to be very successful.
Right.
You know, one of your first members, which I'm not going to name right now, is really killing it, and we have a lot of people on his heels. So I love it.
Well said.
Thank you.
Hey, join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information, that's me,
and inspiration, that's me,
to get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
Great show, Jill. The volleyball people are killing me.
I know. It's.
Funny. I mean, in a good way.
Exactly. Must be. They have certain practice days. We've been here long enough. I kind of started to try to notice their schedule. It's like, you know, when we were at home, you kind of learn when the gardeners are there, you learn their schedule. And now I'm learning the volleyball practice schedule.
You know, there's something about listening to children, like not watching them, but just, I mean, this is a really interesting place to work. Mm-hmm. Because we got a view of the ocean, and then we're on the, what, second or third story. And then, but you, so you can't really see these people playing volleyball and having fun unless you go out there and look. But from here, you can't. Mm-hmm. And it's really interesting to listen to little children play and like grown people play volleyball. It's not that different.
No, it's exactly it's everybody the same. Just playing. It's true. It's just really fun. You're right. It all does sound the same.
Yesterday, I heard a couple of guys making up a game. I think they were skateboarding down the Strand. Mm-hmm. And they were throwing a ball back and forth, and I could hear them. They must have been like, I mean, I used to do this.
Probably like 20.
Young boys do this all the time. I don't know why guys my age don't do it. Maybe we do. You just make up a game with the rules like, okay, if you bounce the ball once and you get 3 points, if you bounce it twice, you get 4 points. If you drop it, you lose all your points. You know, they're making it up as they go. And like other guys yelling about it, saying that's just not fair. This is rules are, you know, how many times have you done something like that in your life? Like 1,000.
Right. Were they like 20?
I don't know.
I mean, like how old? Like that's
probably. I couldn't tell.
They're probably, you know, what's funny. They're probably just like us, by the way. They have their own companies. They're done. They work for 3 hours and they're on their skateboards now cruising. That's one of the things I love about here. You don't know who people are, and that very well is their lifestyle. You know, they mm-hmm. own a big company and they're goofing off.
Right.
And I think it's awesome.
I aspire to that.
Me too. That's kind of why we're here.
Thursdays are long days for us. So, and this is just the beginning because we have
it's
membership
good.
Calls at the end and the whole thing. So
I like
fine.
It. It's
I do
fun.
Too. I love it too.
Cool.
Let's go buy something for half price today and sell it. Jack and Jill, information and inspiration.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.